Let's move on to the next time certain item, which is 155.
Accept $1 million from East Multnomah Soil and Water Conservation District pursuant to an intergovernmental agreement dedicating 37 acres of the Colwood property as natural area.
Nothing like an item that starts with accept $1 million. Commissioner Fitz.
I know. This is a very joyful occasion, and in fact, there's been many things to celebrate with the Colwood site. This is to accept the grant from the East Multnomah Soil and Water Conservation District. It's a project which has multiple benefits for our community, including adding to the commercial and industrial base, protecting important natural areas, and providing open space and access to nature in historically underserved neighborhoods. Last year, we purchased, we being Portland Parks and Recreation in the city of Portland, purchased the 85-acre Colwood property, which was formerly a portion of the Colwood National Golf Course. 32 of these acres are part of a mitigation project that includes wetland creation and forest restoration that protects natural habitat and water quality along the Columbia Slough. The East Multnomah Soil and Water Conservation District shares our goals for the natural area portion of this acquisition, and they have generously agreed to contribute $1 million to reimburse parks for some of the acquisition's costs. We had previously used system development charge money for the purchase, and that returns the system development dollars back into the system development charge bucket that can be available for other purchases and other improvements to provide additional parks resources. So this partnership will result in 37 acres of the Colwood property being preserved in perpetuity as natural area. Warren Jimenez, the Deputy Director of Portland Parks and Recreation, will now give a brief PowerPoint presentation and introduction.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner. Good morning, Council. Just to sort of emphasize a couple of points that the Commissioner hit on, I have a short PowerPoint presentation to talk about that. But a little background, and again, just to sort of a reminder, the Trust for Public Land facilitated a land use application for rezoning of the Colwood Natural Area property. It was brought to Council in October of 2013 for your consideration, and at that point, Council chose to rezone the northern portion of the Colwood property for industrial use. What you see on the map here is actually the lower two-thirds portion, which is what we're talking about today for the investment. And in March of 2014, City Council approved the actual acquisition of the bottom two-thirds of the Colwood golf course. Again, a little bit more background. Public ownership of the Colwood property certainly ensures a couple of different goals. Certainly keeping the open space in permanently is a key goal, and offering that green open space in the industrial area is really key and important attribute that we've heard from the community. More than one-third of that bottom two-thirds will be restored and enhanced and managed as a natural area, including permanent protection of habitat and water quality along the Columbia Slough. And the property will offer a unique opportunity for access to nature in an area that doesn't necessarily have that kind of access today. And this is in response to, I think we know the Cully story, but this is in response to really a need for the Cully community. And some of the key quotes that we've used, and you've seen these before, one from the Regional Equity Atlas, Cully just suffering from poverty and lack of open space and lack of food access. And from Tony DeFalco from Verde, the story I keep hearing from parents and kids is that they don't have a safe place to play. And the purchase of this Colwood property certainly tries to address those issues. We've made some key investments in the Cully neighborhood. This is a map of the Cully neighborhood. You'll see there in red is the Colwood property. The other investments that we've made, and we're continuing to work in partnership with key neighborhood stakeholders and key partners like Verde, is just to the south of Colwood, the Thomas Cully property. What's located here also on the map is something called actually Werburn property on this map. It's a little dated map because that's actually Kunamux Park, which will be opened later this spring. So we are trying to do our part to address really key gaps in our system. And I think that's what makes this Colwood acquisition and this property and this opportunity so exciting. And what's even more exciting is the partnership with the East Multnomah Soil and Water Conservation District. Some of their priorities include permanently protecting the natural lands for habitat and water quality, climate and biodiversity values, as well as providing that public access to natural and open space that were areas that are either underserved or lack that kind of access. Jay Udelhoven, the executive director, is here today, and he'll certainly be able to sort of provide more about their priorities. But we saw this as an opportunity to sort of partner with them in the acquisition of Colwood. And then the district also saw an opportunity related to the Colwood property to institute some innovative community-based models for planning, design, and implementation, as well as prioritizing investment really in the community for job creation opportunities in the Colwood area. And the IGA reflects some of these key priorities and values. So the grant, East Multnomah Soil and Water Conservation District has awarded the city $1 million through its land and legacy program. Like the commissioner mentioned, the contribution will be used for the acquisition of Colwood. And the total acquisition cost was $5 million. Another key partner in this was BES, Bureau of Environmental Services. They contributed $500,000 to this acquisition. East Multnomah Soil and Water Conservation District will be a partner in $1 million for the acquisition, and then Parks SDCs will contribute $3.5 million for the property acquisition. The terms of the agreement, the city will commit to protecting the natural area. The agreement also includes a right of first refusal if for some reason the city considers doing something different with the natural area to or conveying it to a different entity. Obviously, that isn't what we're interested in doing, but this certainly protects their investment in adding this agreement in there, or this term of the agreement in there. They will have the right to participate as a direct project collaborator in future planning. At some point in the future, we will be doing a master planning process. This certainly is later in the future, down the road, and the term of the agreement is we'll work in partnership with them, as well as the community, like what we normally do in any sort of master planning process. And of course, recognition of their partnership is really key, given the level of investment that they're doing. The other key things that I just note is going back to investment in the local community with future partnerships. I'll note that those conversations are happening. For example, we've started those conversations with Verde about operations, in particular with the golf activities that we're doing there. And so we're working with them to try to create those opportunities. I know our workforce development manager is working really closely to them to see if we can create that pipeline for those job opportunities with the golf course. And the mitigation work that's happening there on the property is happening and going as we speak. And Verde is a partner in that with Trammell Crow. Doing those plantings. Just a couple of quick thank yous. Certainly the board of directors, especially Bob Salinger, who is on the board, Rick McMonagle, who is here today and is the program manager, worked closely with Rick, and really key staff, Cynthia Castro, Zelaine Nunn, and Deb Levin, Eileen Argentina, and as well as Jay, who's here today, executive director, who would like to talk for a few minutes about this opportunity, as well as, certainly last but not least, Don Goldberg, who, as you know, has been really key in sort of teeing us up for success on this project, who's also here today. Great. Thank you.
So if our other invited guests could please come forward.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, members of the City Council. My name is Jay Udelhoven. I'm the Executive Director of the East Multnomah Soil and Water Conservation District. I am in the enviable position today to come here and ask you to accept our funding for this important project. So on behalf of the district's Board of Directors, I would like to thank the city for leading the effort to protect this area. As you may know, the East Multnomah Soil and Water Conservation District, it's a relatively small government agency with a big name. We work with residents, citizens, landowners, land managers east of the Willamette in Multnomah County to care for land and water. And we do this both in the rural areas and the urban areas. We have many programs, but one of which, one of the important ones, is our Land Legacy Program. And through that program, we can use direct purchases, or we can partner with like-minded entities such as the city to protect important agricultural areas and natural areas. And the Colwood Project really represents a good example of a partnership that we can undertake through the Land Legacy Program. We see this as a really important opportunity to provide local community members access to nature, but also access to the planning process for the future of the site and economic opportunities that are related to the area. So we look forward to working with the city on this project and on other similar projects. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Jay? Thank you so much. Appreciate you being here, and obviously this is a major commitment by the district, so we appreciate the partnership.
As do we. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Goldberg.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My ego is getting tremendously big from this project.
All justified.
I want to thank everybody. It really has been a pleasure on such a long process. The outcome is what we're all here for, and it's been tremendous. And I've preached the entire time about balance, and that included balanced funding, balanced process, and balanced outcome. And this funding source adds to that balance of the funding. We know that we'll have a lot of money to spend in the future on actually building out the project, so it's always nice to receive funding of this nature. Also, Commissioner Fritz was there last week, but a lot of people are probably not aware that the project won last week, the Columbia SLU Project of the Year achievement. So I want to thank everybody, and I strongly support this.
I understand your ego was properly controlled by an impersonation of you by a member of my staff.
Yeah, a certain member of your staff and I are going to be having a conversation.
So Don Goldberg at the Trust for Public Lands just testified, I thought you won the award at the Columbia SLU Watershed Council, so you're being very gracious. It was a good team effort, though. We appreciate your leadership, Warren Jimenez and your team in the Portland Parks and Recreation. Balance is a really good word for it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Looking forward to seeing that video soon.
That was great.
Anyone else like to speak on this wonderful item? If not, it will pass to second reading, right? It is not an emergency ordinance. So any council comments, final council comments before we do? Again, thank you for your partnership. This is a great piece of work.
Yeah, I'd just like to offer my thanks to the East Multnomah County Soil Water Conservation District for their generous contribution to the Colwood Park, open space, and Trust for Public Lands, Don Goldberg. Thank you.
It'll pass to second reading and be on our consent calendar for final approval next week. Thank you very much.